USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Presidential electors are meeting across the United States on Monday to formally choose Joe Biden as the nation's next president. Monday is a day set by law for the meetings of the Electoral College. In reality, electors will meet in all 50 states and the District of Columbia to cast their ballots. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied on January 6th, joint session of Congress, over which Vice President Mike Pence will preside. The coronavirus vaccine is being rolled out across the country.
The first doses of the coronavirus vaccine supply went to a New York healthcare worker who spent the last 10 months working the front lines. Sandra Lindsay, a Northwell Health employee, was possibly the first in the nation to receive the vaccine on Monday at Long Island Jewish Medical Center. And so it begins. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work out a deal regarding a new stimulus plan. With the clock ticking on a new coronavirus relief package before lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday, two of the more vocal supporters of a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks are Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. As far as if she would go along with that idea, New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says,
I think it is worthy of discussion. I think there are clearly still millions of Americans who are suffering of no fault of their own. And even look no further than New York State. The worst governor in America, Governor Cuomo, has ordered a shutdown of restaurants. So a lot of people are going to be out of work as we're heading into the holiday season.
Early voting in Georgia started on Monday. All four candidates continuing to campaign across the state. Last week, Vice President Mike Pence making a trip to the Peach State. This week, it's President-elect Joe Biden's turn. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Cardinal Wilton Gregory of Washington filed a lawsuit against D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for her arbitrary and discriminatory restrictions on churches as Christmas approaches. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty filed a lawsuit on the Archbishop's behalf. The lawsuit states these arbitrary restrictions violate the rights of more than 650,000 D.C. area Catholics who, at the end of this most difficult year, now have the chilling prospect of being told there is no room for them at the church this Christmas. After years of pressure, a Major League Baseball organization is changing its name.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.